Dad loses custody for refusing to trans son. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
This is a PJ Media story. A New York father, Dennis Hannon, has lost custody of his son, Matthew, for opposing transgender medical treatment for the child, who later expressed a desire to live as a as his biological sex. So think about it. Originally, he wanted to sex change, transgender, and eventually he's like, nah, man, I just want to stay what I'm right now. Matthew's mother began taking him to a transgender therapist when he was only
How old? That's, I was saving this. How old?
5 years old.
5 years old.
Exactly.
She belongs in jail.
That's where my point
is. And the boy was recommended for puberty blockers before the age of 9.
Yep.
Then, this is in New York?
New York, that's how it's
Dennis Hannon was unaware of his son's therapy and transgender identification, as Matthew did not express these feelings with him. The situation came to light when Dennis received a letter from Matthew's kindergarten addressed to the parent or guardian of Ruby Rose Hannon. Despite never being diagnosed with gender dysphoria by medical professionals, Matthew was on the fast track to receive puberty blockers. Dennis Hannon's effort to terminate Matthew's counseling and protect him from potential medical harm resulted in him losing custody, spending over $150,000 in legal fees. Damn, that's a lot of money. And being ordered to pay attorney fees for Matthew's mother. Wow, Vinny.
Is that like, guys, first of all, and again, how many times am I going to bash New York? And I mean, I love New York. My entire family's still there daily. But dude, what? New York is completely lost it. That's some evil shit. And you nailed it. How is the mother not in prison for 20 years? Are you kidding me? The father, by the way, the father lost his retirement, dude, $150,000. And then guess what? The son was like, no, I'm not Ruby. I'm going back to being a boy. Like, if that right there isn't telling you that that's just evil incarnate live in front of your face, and this poor guy's life is ruined, and they're siding with the mother. What are we talking about? Like, is this real life?
Tom, 5 years old. First of all, is that even legal?
In New York, it is.
Tom.
Well, apparently it is legal in New York, and there's some sort of counselor, and the school was in on it or cooperating with it, because sending the note to the guardian, the parent or guardian of Ruby Rose. So the school was accepting or, you know, facilitating or participating in calling him by this alternative name, not his given name, and number one. And number two, there's absolutely the shocking thing to me is that the outrageous thing is that there's no outrage, right? There's no outrage on the school. Oh, a five-year-old wants to do this? Okay. Wait a minute. So he wants, you know, if he, it's just shocking to me, because kids go back and forth all the time on what toy they like. And now you're going to start giving them puberty blockers and chemicals to make permanent life change at 5 years old. Come on. Come on.
So, you know, the age old question is, this nature versus nurture? Clearly, this is a nurture situation right here. But we covered that. This was a story. I didn't want to focus on this particular specific story. I don't know what happened. It's ridiculous. It's
disgusting.
But what I do want to focus on is basically what's happening to America. So this is an article from the Daily Mail, January 22nd. The rates of gender dysphoria have increased in every U.S. state except South Dakota from 2018 to 2023. Okay, with the sharpest rises seen in Virginia of all cases. So they basically break down what states this gender dysphoria has been sort of rearing its ugly head more than anything, and what states it's actually been decreasing, or the smallest amounts. Top 10 states, Virginia up 274%.
What?
Then you got Indiana, 247, Utah, 193, Alaska, 183, South Carolina, 171%, Delaware, 170, Kansas, 147, Washington State, 145, Colorado, 145, Maine, 135. This isn't a red or blue thing, okay? These are states all across the country. In each of these states, states with the smallest increases, the least, South Dakota only
23%. You know why? Because it's snow and nobody's exactly there.
But then Hawaii, only 6%. Connecticut, 10%. Iowa, Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and even New York, all on the bottom 10 of states.
Who's the minus 23, Rob? Who's the minus 23?
That is South Dakota.
Okay, good. And Florida's at 35?
Yes. So it's up in every single state across the country, except South Dakota, Christy Noem, right?
So the LGBTQ, all that push,
the T.
Look at how that. Remember, we were talking about that small minority. It's working. Yep. It is working, bro. 193% in Utah. That means everybody's going to be trans.
That's insane.
That's
in
bananas.
This is what I'm saying.
That's Mormon town.
This is in every state across the country, red or blue or purple. It's very weird.
Rob, who's the 274? Is that Virginia? The 274?
They're number one. They're leading the league.
Dude.
Right outside of D.C.
Rob, you're
talking about these policies. This is shocking. This is weird. Gender dysphoria is skyrocketing in America.
I would love to know why it's only 6% in Hawaii. Is it Hawaiian Samoans? Is it something that within their culture that's not accepted? Like, I would love to learn more about the 6%.
Take a look at the top, Pat. This is gender dysphoria diagnoses. So where you've got the radical school board, I know something about these stats. Adam's correct to pull this up like this. But you dive into deeply in these stats, and you have a couple things. One, you have year-over-year change, like in Indiana. Indiana, the year-over-year change, 247%, because only recently did they get onto school boards and they wanted to start diagnosing it. So if it was very small before, Pat, you know, lost small numbers, that if you had 10 before, but now you've got 37, oh my gosh, we're up 270%, right? And so you've got school boards now that become woke and say, well, that's gender dysphoria. And so you have radicalized school boards that are creating guidance counselors. Remember, this is not medical diagnosis. This is psychologist and psychic diagnosis, which have this incredible low standard. It's not like, do you have leukemia or do you not? This is arbitrary. Very arbitrary and very subjective at the hands of practitioners who may be woke and more likely to say, oh, you're depressed, you don't feel accepted. Maybe it's just the real you is trapped in the wrong body.
Oh, geez.
And you say that to a confused 13-year-old and they're like, maybe I am. Tell you what, I'll go get my gun and I'll come back and I'll write a letter about white people. I'll be right back. And you get a shooter.
Yeah. And this is where you see in high schools and Gen Z where boys are more likely to be trending conservative and girls are more likely to be trending liberal. You see stories pop up where they're putting tampons in the boys' bathroom. We saw that happen in Canada. Bless you, Pat. Sneezing on the truth.
Pat's allergic to that bullshit.
I think it was recently another story out here where they're allergic to that bullshit.
Connecticut is where it happened.
It was in Connecticut.
And within minutes of it being put up, the students tore it down in the bathroom.
Of course.
Good.
Especially the boys.
All that testosterone.
And then you have this stat that we talked about last week where Gen Z is more likely to identify as LGBTQ than Republican.
Jeez.